And welcome to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to share a part of my day with me and my guests as we try to give you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. I'm extremely excited about the month of November for several reasons. Number one, we're heading into the holidays. Number two, and by the way, and the holidays also include the winter solstice, which is also my anniversary, wedding anniversary. And although I understand, too, that the solstice does not always fall on the 21st of December, and we can get into that as well, I'm also excited because, number two, the weather is cooling down. Now, here on the Central Coast, the weather's been fairly cool, probably since, well, last December. We've had a really cool summer. And I mean a really cool, dude, summer, fog and marine layer and cool temperatures. We've had some spots of hot, 100 and plus. I still can't believe Santa Barbara hit over 100 degrees in, I think it was October. I think my brain was fried, so I don't remember if it was September or October. And I'm also excited because this month is the month of readings. We are going to be taking your calls. You know that. You've been listening to the promos. And we're going to be taking your calls at 564-1290. If you're in the area along the Central Coast, it is 805-564-1290. If you are listening to us live streaming on the internet at richarddugan.com, it's 866-564-1290. And so we're going to start off the month by talking with a good friend of mine. I met her back in Phoenix, which is where I am from, and we had a program I was hosting at the time called Sun Talk on a radio reading service. And Annie Jauer, it's great to have you back on the program. You're still in the... let me ask you, where are you now?
I live in Colorado. I've been there for about 10 years now. And, beautiful place. And I think when we met in Phoenix, I was actually doing a radio show there called Ascent of an Angel. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had a great show. I remember that. Real, great energy and a lot of people called in. It was great, yeah.
And you have a small little orchestra playing in the background there. I can hear that.
Oh, yeah, that's music. Yeah, I got my music going.
Well, that's good. That's very good.
Yeah.
This is a lot of fun because what we do is we open up the phone lines, we take phone calls, and again, the phone number is 805-564-1290 or 866-564-1290. And we're going to get into a conversation here in just a few moments. I want to ask you if you will share with our listeners a little bit of your background and how you have come to where you are today.
Oh boy, that's a whole book, I'll tell you. And I do have a book, actually. It's called A Spark of the Night, and there's a lot of stories in there about me and my life and how I actually came to understand who I was. You know, as a child, I saw things. I could see those who have passed over. It was natural for me. I thought everybody saw those things. I didn't realize that. I was different in that way. It took quite a while for me to understand that people weren't seeing what I was seeing. I was three when I actually predicted a child being lost in the woods out back, called my mom down, and my memory goes back. My memory goes back to even before I was two. And I called her down the hill, told her there was a little girl crying. She was lost. I told her she was two. I just had all this information. And because I could hear her crying. I could literally hear her crying for her mom. And so then when my mom said, well, let me hear, let me listen, I said, there, do you hear her? And she couldn't hear. But a week later, what I had actually saw came true. It came true a week later. When I was seven, someone came to the door and told me that there was an accident out front of the house. I ran upstairs. My parents were playing cards next door, so I had called them to tell them there was an accident. Somebody was at the door, and they came running, but there was no one out there. And so, my dad was concerned. He thought, well, what do you, you know, I said there was a man at the door. So then a motorcycle came back. He says, have you seen my friend? My friend was following me, and he was on a motorcycle. He disappeared, and he asked the guy, he says, did you talk to my daughter? He said, no, and I told my dad, no, that wasn't him. So my dad, we lived on a curve, and so my dad just had this instinctual no, and he went down, and there was a man down in the ditch, and he had died instantly. And then about 3 or 4 days later, there was an article in the newspaper. I said, hey, that's the guy that came to the door, and it was the guy that died.
Wow.
You see, so for me, it's always been something I can see, you know, it's something that as a child it frightened many mm-hmm. people. So then of course, it turned around, it frightened me, because I was never afraid of it until I was told to fear it.
Wow.
You see, and that's why I like to work with children, because I know there's a lot of children, especially, you know, with even with the autistic children. You know, parents will say, we can't live they can't live in our world. We learn to live in theirs. And I just celebrate when they say that, because it's very true, because yeah. they think on a whole other level, and they can really kind of communicate. I've actually communicated with them even through thought, and they'll stop, and they can communicate that way. Those are things coming in the future. I'm excited about it. Right now, I don't think people completely understand that. It's a new concept, but I know it to be true.
And we'll talk a little bit about that as well. We also are going to converse, if we have time, between the readings, we're going to converse a little bit about reincarnation in particular, because that's a subject that people talk about regularly. Why am I interested in these particular subjects? None of my family members are. I don't know how I got into this business or that industry or whatever, this vocation. I don't understand it, but I love it. But I never had a propensity for it until some years into my life, and so on and so forth. So we'll talk a little bit about that. We're also going to take your calls. We do have one caller on the line, and I tell you what, let's go ahead and take the call from Debbie, and then we're going to take a quick break. I want to remind you to give us a call, 805-564-1290 or 866-564-1290. And Debbie from Carpinteria, I want you to say hello and welcome to Annie Jauer. And
hi.
What is your question?
I'd love to get a reading from her.
Okay, you can actually go to my website, and this is really a great time, because holidays, it's my way of giving back. And so I do offer, it's basically a holiday rate, a holiday special.
Mm-hmm.
And so my regular readings are $300. But for holiday special, this is something I just do for a few weeks every year, and it comes down to
$250.
Okay. So that actually, I'm not sure if it's up today, but I think it's supposed to, we were going to try to put it up before the show tonight, in case anybody, you know, usually don't
okay.
come up this soon, but because of the show, we decided to go ahead and put it up earlier.
So. Do you have a specific question, Debbie, that Annie could at least touch upon?
Yes, I opened up a business recently, and I was just wondering.
Can I ask you something, Debbie, and I have to just pause for just a moment. When I see someone link in, when I say that, someone will begin to link in. And when they link in, then they show me a symbol that shows me that they're above you. And so when I get a symbol that shows above, that would mean parent or grandparent. Now, have you had a parent that crossed?
My grandfather.
Okay, your grandfather. So just one
yeah.
moment. Because what they do is they'll come in and then they'll assist me with some of these things that are also going on around you, okay? And so, okay. So you have a business that opened up, or you're starting a business?
I've been in business for the last 3 months now.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, you are brave to start a business during some of these hard economic times. Your guides are basically saying don't get frustrated with it, okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because things are going to move forward when need be. You got to implement some other things into the business also. You understand?
Uh-huh.
So, but when you implement, start putting your own ideas. And you know, in the beginning of a business, there's just so much. There's so much of these other things to do. Then you got to realize. And can I ask you, what is it? What type of business is it?
It's a lingerie boutique.
Okay, just one moment. And I'm looking at the area in which you're at, on a corner there. You understand?
Uh-huh.
So you're I'm looking at the location that you're at. I think it's brilliant. I think it's just beautiful. The way you have it set up is set up so I want to say it's got some class to it. Okay?
Uh-huh.
You understand what they say when they say that?
Yes.
So your guys are showing that with time it's going to get better, okay?
Okay.
Do you have any other questions about that?
No, I'm just I guess I just want everything to go faster than what it's going.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't we
and that's
all,
why
Debbie?
Saying,
don't we
they're
all?
They're saying be impatient. So, you know, you're doing the advertising. You're trying to put yourself out there. But the hard part, and again, it is difficult this time of year, and I can actually see what type of business it is, and they're showing me a little bit closer in what's going on inside. So you've got to get that people will eventually come in. And with the holidays, it's going to pick up, okay? What
right.
I love, and I have to say this, and this is not me. This is from your grandfather. What he loves is your personality. You've really got a gift when it comes to bringing people at ease with certain parts of our life that are spiritual, whether it's sexuality or whatever. You understand?
Uh-huh.
You have
okay.
that gift. Okay? So you actually put these people at ease when they do come in. Okay?
So it's just being patient.
Yeah, being patient. It really, if I saw failure in the business, you would hear that. Okay? So you would hear not necessarily, oh my God, the business is going to fail, but they're going to give you more. But you're doing everything you can be doing. But now you've got to wait for the dust to settle. Just kind of put your feet up. Your guides know what's going on. God knows what's going on, and things will start picking up eventually.
And the other thing, Debbie, that I have heard over the years is that the time to start new ventures, especially businesses, is actually during downtimes such as these. And because if you can bring it forward during this period into as the economy rises, you're going to do nothing but succeed. And that's more philosophical or metaphysical from what I have been what I have learned, that now is the time to expand. You don't ever want. And as a matter of fact, Annie, I think you'd probably agree that when you see things contracting, you do not do like. You do the opposite. You expand.
Right.
That's right. And well, her energy is great.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's such a people person. And when people walk in, she's right there. She's talking to them. And that's been a challenge for her to be able to kind of break through that old shyness, you see. So she's really broken through that. And now she's really coming out. She's a people person. You know, she can do some, have bring people in to have events, parties, things like that to kind of draw people into.
Yeah.
Okay. There's just so many things that you try. It looks like you tried the open house, yeah?
Right.
Can I ask?
Yeah, I see that. But, you know, again, that was disappointing for you. Don't set yourself up for disappointment. Set yourself up for success.
What can I ask what type of business it is, Debbie?
A lingerie boutique.
Oh, okay. Okay,
beautiful.
Let's moving right along.
And there's a window in the front, yeah?
Yes, there is.
It's purple. What's that purple in the window there?
I have all kinds of purple in the store.
Beautiful, because being clairvoyant, or people call it clairvoyant, I shift, and I'm actually standing in front of this, in front of your place there. And it's just beautiful. I love the color. The purple. It's very nice.
Well,
Debbie,
I'm going to give you a real brief opportunity to tell us what is the name of the business.
It's called Down Under.
And where is it located?
In Carpinteria on Maple Street.
And is there a website yet?
No, I haven't gotten that far yet.
And the phone number, if people wanted to get in touch with you?
It's 684-7026.
Because now's the time to start shopping for the special person. Now, I'm curious, Debbie, before we let you go, do you have, this sounds kind of strange, but lingerie type stuff for guys?
As a matter of fact, I have men's silk boxers and and I have men's pajama
bottoms. I like the one with the heart on it. I love that. It's adorable.
Well, wonderful. Adorable. Well, if that's what you would like to get for your sweetheart, stop by Debbie's shop. And again, it's called Down Under in Carpinteria on Maple.
Yes.
And it looks like she's going to have some Christmassy ones, too.
Oh, yeah. Very good. Reindeer antlers and Christmas trees. And that phone number one more time, Debbie.
It's 684-7026.
Well, give Debbie a call. Tell her you heard about it here. And Debbie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And much success to you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And that's how easy it is. Just give us a call, 805-564-1290. I'll get myself in trouble here, so I think we'll take a break. Stand by, and we'll be coming back with Annie Jarwick. I'm just going to say Annie, and you're listening to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. Don't go away.
Did you know that chronic stress can lead to premature aging? Are you looking for safe, natural, non-invasive ways to regain youthful vitality?
Now you can experience fast relief without drugs or invasive procedures. Hi, I'm Deepak Chari.
And I'm Dr. Rupa Chari. Welcome to the Chari Center of Health.
At the Chari Center here in Santa Barbara, we offer the most advanced non-invasive technologies for accelerated stress and pain relief.
Our services are affordable and physician-supervised.
Experience leading-edge mind-body technologies to accelerate the release of stress and pain. You can now restore your natural state of health and regain your youthful vitality faster than you ever believed was possible.
At the Chari Center of Health, we take the time to listen to your specific needs.
Go to our website at charicenter.com. That's charicenter.com.
Call now for a limited time introductory discount.
Call 805-963-1111. That's 805-963-1111. Call now.
You have a message that others can benefit from. A meditation to share. A talk to give that you want heard by more than just those present. A workshop, seminar, presentation with speakers whose information, insight, and inspiration can help others to break through to their highest potential and purpose. Making a quality recording is the first step to making it available, and fast forward is the right direction. They'll bring the recording studio to you. Your message is important. It needs to be recorded by professionals who share your passion and want to provide quality recording to those who want and need to hear it. Call 805-708-9804 to take that first step. 805-708-9804. Call Fast Forward for all your recording needs on location and in studio. 805-708-9804.
Tell me your story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and we're talking with Annie Jauer. This is the Jauer Power Hour here on Tell Me Your Story, and we're looking at trying to share with you some insights. Annie, let me ask you, because I mentioned that we were going to talk about reincarnation, and we haven't talked much about it over the last 3 years on this program. Why is it important for us to understand those past lives that we may have had?
Reincarnation, everybody's got kind of their different ideas on it. Where I sit as a metaphysician and someone who channels the information, many of us and many of you out there are old souls, very old souls. And being an old soul doesn't necessarily mean that you're so top-of-the-line brilliant and you got it all figured out. It just means that you've been here many, many, many times. So let's go back, let's just go back 50,000 years ago, because some of you out there are that old. You're over 50,000 years old, and you started life here way back then. And look at how this world has actually evolved. Okay, so if we think back, even back, 50 years ago, look at where we are today, how we've gone through, turmoil and things like that to get to where we are today. Absolutely. And yet some of you are what Spirit has always shown me, professional earthcomers. You can't wait to come back. Some people you'll hear, oh, I had a reading and they told me this was my last time here. But the fact of the matter is you couldn't wait to get here again and do it all over again because of the love for this earth and because of the love for its evolving and because of your love for God. So when we come here, we all do a part. We share something, you see. So look at the life, and especially in the last so many years that we've had this wonderful opportunity to live here. I can think, when I was younger, we had a party line.
Mm-hmm.
There was no such thing as a private line. And I know that sounds silly, but there wasn't a microwave oven. There wasn't all these things. And this constant evolving of where we are today, computers, and that's just talking on the technical electronic terms. Look at how people's minds have evolved. Look at even talk about gays. I love it. Look where they are. Back when I was younger, you know, it was something that you didn't talk about. It was something that was a horrible, bad thing. And today we embrace them in that love. You see, we've evolved.
Mm.
And it's what life is about. It's a constant change to bring out that light in us to show who we really are.
And yet not to rain on
our angels.
Right. Not to rain on your parade, however, and bear in mind, I've only been here a half century. And I only feel slightly over 47,500 years old, so, you know. But there are those of us who feel, regardless of what our age is, that in spite of all of the wonderful advancements that you've described, plus others that we haven't even talked about, we as a species really haven't grown that much because we're still doing a lot of the same self-destructive things that we've been doing for centuries, specifically fighting.
But isn't that part of the lesson that we chose for ourselves? Because so many believe that when we come here, you know, well, what's the purpose? That's the first thing people ask. Well, that's when we realize, you know, imagine for a moment sitting on the other side of the veil. Some refer to it as heaven, okay? I look at it as a shift. When we're not here, we're there. And in that place or in that space that we're at, we're actually preparing angelic contracts for ourselves. We place karmic attributes upon ourselves. We've done it hundreds and hundreds of times before. So we set for our own selves, we literally set challenges for ourselves. Why? To learn our true potential of who it is we are. We also set for ourselves our own karmic attributes. Say, why do children come in that are so advanced in music, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And it's because they bring in that past life residue. You see, there was someone on the show recently, America's Got Talent, and this beautiful young girl, she just sang like an angel.
Mm-hmm.
Where did that come from? That's a past life residue that she brought in this lifetime. And every single one of us has the ability to draw on that past life residue of those things that still exist if we choose to.
Hmm.
That's the beauty of it. So you say you're only a half a century year old. God sees you as being thousands and thousands and thousands of years old, you see? It's up to humans individually through their free will if they choose to stay in darkness or they wish to embrace the light.
Mm.
And we come back how many times going, I don't get it. You see? But
yeah.
It's never a failure.
Yeah.
Never a failure. And we go back and we go, I want to do it again.
I've heard it described as the reason we want to come back is that we love the experience that we have here, the emotions, the sensations. It's really those things. It's not necessarily what happens on the outside of us as far as the structure. It's what we experience on the inside that we enjoy so much, like someone who loves roller coasters and just goes on them over and over and over again. And that's what supposedly we enjoy. And yet there are those of us, is it that we forget our contract and we say, I'm tired of this. I'm so sick and tired of being sick and tired or being poor or being this or that or the other. I'm tired of it. And yet
the whole thing that we're here to accomplish is simple.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first thing we do is when things get difficult for us is we search for God. then what we're searching for, in fact, is our own enlightenment.
Mm.
Once we learn how to become empowered, then once we realize that we are empowered humans, and that so again, I can only tell in having you imagine being that angel on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
You live in pure light. There's nothing on the other side that would have any form of darkness. Darkness only exists from that first breath that you take and you're born into this earth. That's the difference between darkness and the lightness. There's complete divinity there. It's pure. It's forever. It's light, you see. It's happiness. It's all those things. As soon as you come here, and we choose to come here, so here we are, an angel dressed in human skin, being born on the earth, okay,
mm-hmm.
into a place of darkness, we have the free will to become as evil as we want to be.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we have that free will. The greatest evils on this earth, the greatest evils are in the minds of human men.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
How evil. It's not the devil that makes them do it, you see? And some people go, oh, the devil made me do it. It's that individual,
yeah.
When that individual takes the responsibility for their life.
Yeah.
And they see where it is that they are. All of a sudden, you know, what they in their search for God, what they want to do is they want to master their life. And the only way we can master our life is to begin to connect with God, co-create with God, and stay in that light. And it's not always easy because there's always negativity around us, always.
Every once in a while, we'll get that aha moment, or we'll get that sense that, I'm there. And then, as you say, something happens, and we get pulled away from that. And then we have to struggle in the struggle and strive to try to get back there.
Spirit has always shown me that the greatest dualities in this life are drama and worry and fear. And when you look at it, what happens? Let me use an example of Hitler. Because that's what people kind of, that's something that people go, how could that have happened? And yet it can happen right in front of your eyes, and
mm-hmm.
you don't even see it.
Mm-hmm.
So what did Hitler do? He stood there in power. He created this drama before all of these people. Immense drama, bringing all these, he was a great performer. Those are the ones that frighten me the most are the performers.
Mm.
Because they know how to get the attention of all the people around them.
Right.
You see? And then when they're performing, what do they do with their drama? They begin to create worry.
Hmm.
And then that worry turns to fear. And then that person has lost their power and just handed it over to the one that's the loudest, that can scream the loudest, you see? And then all of a sudden control happens, and then that person's got control over all of those ones,
yeah.
You see?
Go ahead.
Oh, that's why those are the dualities that we have to look at. It can be even the slightest, you know, someone with just creating like someone at home. Oh, my life. Oh, this is that. You know, everybody knows someone like that,
mm-hmm.
and it's hard not to just hang up the phone because we have that love and compassion, and yet we have to ask ourselves how much of this do we want to take upon ourselves.
That's a real big point. You want to be there and be supportive for someone, but at the same token, you don't want to be, so to speak, dragged down to their level, because then you're no good to them. Let alone you're no good to yourself. So you do You have to discern. I've often heard it said that we not only have the right of and when I use the word discrimination, I mean to discriminate. To discern, to decide what you want, who you want to associate with, you also have the right to decide who you don't want to associate with on that level, on that higher level of this person's a downer. This person is an energy vampire or she. I don't want to have any, I mean, I love the person. They're my brother, sister, mother, father, cousin, aunt, best friend from grade school. I just can't anymore. And even when I tell them, you know, I really don't want to hear this. Can we talk about something else? And it always goes back to that negative stuff that drains you. Sometimes
but now,
you have...
Now put a twist on it for
right.
a minute.
Okay.
Okay, so you put a twist on it. You've got someone like this who's in front of you. And who's the lesson really for? Is it for them?
Mm.
Or is it for you?
For, yeah. It's
who's going to become the empowered human by walking away?
Yeah.
You see, it's not that you're walking away in hate or anger.
Yeah.
You're walking away because of love, because what you're doing is you're looking at the person, the angel that's disguised in there, and you're saying, I'm not going to do this. I can't do this. That's going to be what they're, you're going to place the lesson in front of them, but they're going to do what they want to do with it. But the lesson is also for you to
yeah.
have the courage to walk away from it.
Yeah, you have to also determine, because I've heard this said about, the various religions that we are born into and grow up through, that if it's no longer serving you and relationships can reach that level, sometimes it's time to say thank you and goodbye to that relationship.
And you know what that's called?
Hmm.
It's called evolving.
Yeah.
And when we evolve, it raises the vibrations of this planet, literally,
yeah.
and it changes it.
Yeah.
And that's so exciting. And then so humans go, well, what am I here for? What's my purpose?
Mm-hmm.
That's just a small taste of your purpose.
Yeah.
You know, people, you don't have to fly to the moon. You don't have to get up and do these things that you think are expected of you. You just have to live and be a part of this world.
You know, it's an extraordinary life that each of us lives, and each of us has unbelievably abundant potential for creating the things that we want in our lives, which is, if you will, the impetus for this program, is to give people all of these different perspectives, these different ideas, so that they can incorporate them into their lives. I think my favorite word from the book, which, interestingly enough, I started reading it 15 years ago, maybe even 20, and I still haven't finished it, but I got far enough into it to at least get this word. Stranger from a strange land, and the word is grok, to assimilate into every cell of your being. It's just not an intellectual understanding. You know that you know that you know, and you
mm-hmm.
understand that you understand that you understand. I mean, it just resonates with every cell in your being, and that's really what we're talking about. It's not a fly-by-night kind of thing. I will tell you, speaking of best friends, my best friend that I went through grade school, high school, and college with, it's funny, I invited him to both of my weddings and he didn't show up. But both times with very good reason, I think. Anyway, we we took a trip to Kansas once back in 1980. And a lot of monies changed hands and this and that. When we pulled into the driveway, I said that he owed me X number of dollars, and he said that I owed him X number of dollars, and I wasn't willing to throw away the relationship. And I said, you know what? We're at zero, okay? Because I'm not willing to jeopardize our friendship. And I mean, if an accountant were to come in here and say that I owed you or you owed me, doesn't matter. But I lost touch with him for about a couple of years after we moved here to Santa Barbara. And I tried calling and calling and calling and thinking, well, shoot, he doesn't want to talk to me anymore. I mean, I'd leave voicemails, but never anything vicious or angry or violent. I'd say, hey, you know, I'd really like to hear from you, and I really wish you'd give me a call. I hope everything's okay. His mother had just passed away, and this is when we'd lost touch. I thought maybe that's what he's dealing with and other things. Finally, we reconnected. Everything was okay. He's just had a lot going on. He's been impacted in a real way by the economy. And so forth. But, you know, he's still my best friend. And it was good to hear from him.
Yeah.
So there are times when we start to generate, you know, you talked about worry and fear. We start to generate stories about why certain things are happening when the story is, you might as well put it in a book and put it on the shelf for to be sold at Barnes and Noble, because that's all it is. It's fiction.
Right.
The reality is... daylight
and, you know what that is?
And sunshine.
It's a drama.
Yeah.
It's a drama. Yeah, that's right.
Very interesting. Annie Jauer is my guest. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. We are taking your phone calls at 805-564-1290 or 866-564-1290. Give us your website.
AscentOfAnAngel.com.
AscentOfAnAngel.com. You can go there, find out more about Annie. You can also order a reading for yourself or for a loved one or a friend as a gift for the holidays. They are fast approaching, and we'll be on the other side of them into 2011 before you know it. So, you know, it's very interesting, Annie. I've noticed you keep hearing, and again, we don't talk an awful lot about current events here. will acknowledge the existence of a particular, we'll call it drama, and there's a name to it, in this case, the economy. And yet I've noticed that people are still, maybe tentatively, they're still spending money, those who have jobs and so forth. Somehow, things are still moving forward. In other words, the economy may have bottomed out and we started out of the recession, what they say, June of 2009. But the world kept spinning and we are all still here for the most part doing what it is that we do.
That's right.
And even through the Depression. I mean, my father was born in the first part of the Depression and he grew up in the 30s and he raised a family of six. So
we want to take control of our lives and make it work for us. And as you was telling Debbie earlier, that by taking control of it, even at a bad time, that's when you can make things grow.
Yeah. And so, another part, if Debbie is still listening, is, and Annie, correct me if I'm wrong or guide me in the right direction if I'm astray, but my understanding is whatever it is that you want to grow, if it is slow growing, that's really the best because the roots of whatever it is will get down into the metaphorical soil deeper so that when the dramas of the real world do come along, it's well rooted. Take a look at an oak tree. It takes, I don't know how many decades to reach 30, 40, 50, 60 feet. And we've got some here in Santa Barbara and up on the hill where I live. Whereas
there's a great deal of truth to that.
A fast-growing tree is going to be pulled right out by the roots because they haven't had a chance to dig deep into the soil and hold on. So if it's going slowly, be thankful that it is. And as long as it's moving and moving forward and even, you know, slightly upward, it's moving.
You ever notice how sometimes we have to go through so many different doors to get to where we are today?
Yeah, I know.
We have to go through,
it's
through
like
all these
smart
different places. Yeah, just to get to that one spot. But you know what you did is you dug the roots.
Yeah.
So and you gained all that experience along the way.
Yeah.
You see?
Those are the roots.
So, yeah, that's right. And they're all over.
Now, you have been blessed with this wonderful gift, if you will, or gifts from childhood. And actually, when you started describing what went on in your childhood, I thought of the Ghost Whisperer, that television program. And I'm wondering if any of what you experience is teachable or learnable. Or is it something that each one of us, this is your gift. This is Annie's gift from the universe or
actually,
the contract. Actually,
over the years and what it is that I've understood through my meditation and what Spirit has shown me, and I also work with an angel that was introduced to me when I was nine. She actually came to me three times. She expressed to me that, you know, things were going to get difficult. I didn't understand everything she was saying completely, but I know I mourned for her after she left. And I've had three near-death experiences, and each time she's shown herself to me in quite odd ways. One time a nurse came into the room, and she was dressed in pink, and it's in my book, and it's quite kind of like, whoa, all these things happening, but now I forgot what you asked me.
Well, it just has to do with, in other words, could I learn to do what you do?
Oh, and I teach classes.
Ah.
And one of the things that I've learned and what I've been shown is that for whatever reason, from the time I was a child, I would go into these stairs. And when I would stare, I had learned to shift myself into what I could describe as, it's an interdimensional shift.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, I learned to do that at a young age. I would walk in my sleep. And when I would make that shift is when I could see these things.
Mm-hmm.
And it came so natural to me. So what I do teach people is how to make the shift. If you go to my website, I'm actually teaching a class on there.
Oh,
and
cool.
So somebody was taking the pictures of me, you know, showing the class, and I started talking about how to make the shift, and I actually was like, I shifted myself, and if you look at the photograph on the photo gallery, the whole picture is shifted. So you see two faces, you see, it's really quite bizarre, and it's a digital camera,
And one thing that is very important is, unless you do it in Photoshop, you cannot double expose a digital image.
Yeah, and I can't. I'm not into the fibbing, you know. But no, it literally shifted. The whole picture shifted itself, but it only in my vicinity. All the people in the front is completely clear. And so what I teach my students is they have to learn to connect with that. And the DNA plays a very important part. And also, you know, we talk about the magnetic. So we talk about our force field around us and connecting with the grid and then connecting with our higher mind and even connecting, you know, on the other side of the veil.
Yeah. Well, if you'd like to attend the University of AJ, you can go to ascentofanangel.com. That's ascentofanangel.com. And, of course, we're linked to your website at richarddugan.com as well. And you can take this course or any of the other courses. What's the title of your book?
The title of my book is A Spark in the Night.
A Spark in the Night, just not in the hot, hot summertime in the forest, please. Spark in the Night, it's available through ascentofanangel.com. And Annie Jauer is the author, and it's your story, basically.
Yes, there's a lot of stories. I actually wrote the book so it would be for young people and older people, and it's been getting great reviews, and I'm just thrilled, absolutely thrilled.
You know, it's interesting. I've been doing a lot of observational pondering, if you will. I was going to say observational work, but observational pondering, probably a lot more since I crossed over into the second half century of my life. And I was actually thankful and a little frustrated at the same time when I realized that I am no longer the target of marketing anymore. Unless, of course, I need a bunch of prescription pills or Viagra or something. It's like I'm now out of the demographic and they don't care about me anymore because I'm not going to be making the kind of money that the young people are. And it's like I said, I was like, well, I feel kind of left out, but man, am I glad.
You kind of pass the torch. Yeah,
exactly.
And let them do their thing, you know.
And now, now if I could just stop the spam from coming to my email account, but that's another story.
Oh, I agree with that.
Annie Jauer is my guest, and we're here for another 12 minutes taking your calls, 805-564-1290. 866-564-1290 is the number to call here locally, or if you're listening live on the internet at richarddugan.com. We stream live. We also provide these programs as archives. People call them all kinds of other things. I say they're archives up on my website. And we have over 3 years' worth of programs. Unbelievable. Matter of fact, somebody emailed me three weeks ago. They'd been listening to some of the interviews from last year about this time. And they said, well, your interview from this date is exactly the same as your interview from this date. And I went back and I checked it out. Well, basically what happened was that guest was scheduled for two appearances, each in one in October and one in November, but they couldn't make the November appearance. So I just reran that interview that particular week. That was, you know, because it was a last minute deal. But there was no way that I was going to interview this woman on her birthday unless she wanted it. And that was not what she wanted to do. And I said, that's fine. Then we will have you back again after you've crossed over to the next year. So let me put forth a question to you about 2011, because that's what's coming next. Holidays are coming. We're all going to kind of get geared up for that. We're going to decorate the houses and the living rooms and the fireplace mantles and hopefully those same metaphorical attributes within ourselves. We're going to hopefully we will feel a little lighter, a little happier, and we will begin the process of transitioning through the winter solstice into 2011. What do you see? What are you being shown about 2011 for us collectively, say here in California or maybe on the Central Coast? I guess whatever it is that you're being shown that you could share with us in regards to 2011.
In the way I work in the channeling and things that I do, for me, I just have to kind of help you understand, because everyone is mediums and things like that are different, mm-hmm. in how they feel and how they sense and what they're being shown. I go into deeper channels to see things that are out there, as far as, you know, what someone would refer to as prophetic. But for me, if there's going to be earthquakes, I've literally almost passed out, and then my whole body goes in just this amazing shift, and I've turned so pale, and like, what's the matter? And then that's the next day, mm-hmm. you know, they've been terrible tsunamis and earthquakes and things like that. So those are the types of things and it's like, oh no, something's going to happen, and I can feel it usually within 3 days before.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how my body works with that. Anything that has to do with the natural. But as far as political things, I stay pretty neutral.
Mm-hmm.
I think that common sense is common sense.
I agree.
I do think there's going to be a shift that's going to be happening in the future regarding some of these things. But I think it's quite wonderful in some aspects that, you know, somebody will run with the ball for a while, and then somebody else will run with the ball. It's all about balance.
Hmm.
You know, getting things balanced is the key to everything. And there's been a great imbalance. We can't deny it. It's happened. It's existing,
mm-hmm.
you see. But people are learning how to work through it. They're learning to get through it. And these things will eventually work themselves out. I think it's going to be still a little bit rough in some states economically.
Mm-hmm.
Some states are coming out of it a little stronger. Some
mm-hmm.
not so much.
I think
it
the
just
key.
Depends on.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the key is don't panic. Relax.
Oh, heavens, no.
Take some deep breaths.
the important thing that I share with people and what it is that I do, and the most important thing is, yes, these things are going to happen, and yes, mm-hmm. humans have the ability to change things through their own energies and through their, that's why they have free will, and that's why they can gather together to make the decision as one. We make our choices, and then we have to follow through our decisions.
Yeah.
But the biggest point that I like to make is you chose to be here during this time,
mm-hmm.
and because of that, we're honored for that. You know, our guides stand next to us, and they honor us for this journey and for coming during this time that we chose to come.
Well, we're going to continue this program. We're not finished yet. I'm Richard Dugan with Annie Jauer, and we're going to talk more. Her website, once again, is Ascent of an Angel. I'm Richard Dugan. Stay tuned.
Remember the stories your family used to tell?
July got married, 1913, when my father and my uncle came from Italy.
When was the last time you listened to the songs of your youth?
Very swinging sound here in the Bilhart Underground. That's Wild Things.
Want to hear those voices and music again? Fast Forward can help. Fast Forward Audio Communications can transfer your records and tapes to CD so you can hear them again for the first time.
You're listening to a live transmission of the voice of astronaut Walter Chirac.
Those memories are priceless and are great to hand down to the next generation. Keep those memories alive. Call 805-708-9804.
That's the greatest thing that I ever heard.
Fast Forward. It's the right direction for preserving your family memories. Just call 805-708-9804.
Did you know that chronic stress can lead to premature aging? Are you looking for safe, natural, non-invasive ways to regain youthful vitality?
Now you can experience fast relief without drugs or invasive procedures. Hi, I'm Deepak Chari.
And I'm Dr. Rupa Chari. Welcome to the Chari Center of Health.
At the Chari Center here in Santa Barbara, we offer the most advanced non-invasive technologies for accelerated stress and pain relief.
Our services are affordable and physician-supervised.
Experience leading-edge mind-body technologies to accelerate the relief release of stress and pain. You can now restore your natural state of health and regain your youthful vitality faster than you ever believed was possible.
At the Chari Center of Health, we take the time to listen to your specific needs.
Go to our website at charicenter.com. That's charicenter.com.
Call now for a limited time introductory discount.
Call 805-963-1111. That's 805-963-1111. Call now.
I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, and we are fast approaching, as is always, the end of our program. It goes by way too fast. We have a lot of fun here on the program, and I think that it's best summed up, Annie, by a conversation I had with Greg Braden, who will be on the program January 1st of next year. When we started talking about some different things, and I mentioned my anniversary on December 21st of 2012, and he says, well, that's what the Mayan calendar is all about, your anniversary. And we're all watching to see if you do it right. And we were going off on that tangent, and I basically said, you know what, life is too darn short not to have fun and have some joy in your life. And that's kind of what I like to think. That's why we're here, to experience joy, although I don't know that the other life that we came from into this world was joyless. You know, we always talk about, you know, being happy, but, you know, you've mentioned a number of times about the duality, the balance. I mean, I like to think of it in terms of a pendulum swing, but, you know, whatever metaphor you want to use, I suppose. Let me ask you, why this, why now?
You know, I was shown again quite a while ago, and when I go into channel and I'm asked to see things, and I was basically shown that there are how many people on this world? You see,
about 7 billion.
I was going to say 6.5 billion,
give or take. Yeah.
Do you know how many out of those are enlightened?
Not a clue.
Are actually enlightened. There's several stages to enlightenment. Mm-hmm. We can't just, it's not the ones who sit in the caves, you see? That's kind of a cop-out, you know?
A little bit.
Even some, you know, there's wonderful, you know, the tree huggers, those who say that there's only actually less than 1%.
Wow.
Who are walking on this earth that are considered enlightened.
Is my math right and I say 700,000? Is that? Or is it 7 million?
It's less than a million.
Okay, so 700,000.
So, but then Spirit also says, but if you take a match and you light it, look how much light you can make in a completely dark room. So if a million people all lit a match, it would be enough light to light everything that needs to be seen. So it's because with my work, do I get frustrated sometimes? Absolutely. I get tired, you know, because sometimes I wonder. But I also know every single step I went through, and I know as a child and the struggles and everything, every step that I made, and I looked up at God and I said, if I had to do it all over again, I would do it all over again because of love. Mm-hmm. Because I understand everybody who comes in, my compassion has grown because of those things.
Yeah.
It hasn't made me bitter. It's made me embrace my angel friend and say, I understand.
Mm. Well, Annie, I want to tell you how much I appreciate your coming on the program. We're just about out of time, and I thank you so much for sharing your story and for sharing with Debbie as well, and hopefully others will take that in as well. So thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Richard. It's been a pleasure.
This has been Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. Again, Annie Jower and her website, Ascent of an Angel, ascentofanangel.com. It's linked at richarddugan.com as well, and this program will be archived at richarddugan.com, the radio show's page. Until next Saturday at this same time, be sure to join us every Saturday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time. Until next Saturday, love to Lal.